Hey, what's up, everyone?
Welcome back to Figure It Out with Gabby
and Khalil.
So today's episode will be extra special kasi meron tayong guest.
Yes, and not only a guest, someone very close to our lives, especially kay Gab.
Yes, hindi lang sa life ko, kundi sa life din ng family ko.
Yeah.
He's been part of my journey as an actress, as an endorser, as a model.
Wow.
Parte siya, pati yung mga drama ko sa buhay, alam niya. Lahat, basically talaga, naging family friend na namin siya. And that's all welcome.
Mark Rosales!
Hi, Kuya Mark!
Hi! Hello!
Kanina pa siya kinakabahan,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, kinakabahan ako.
Sabi niya, baka daw mag-iba yung pagsasalita niya kapag may camera na, tsaka may mic na. Pero sabi ko naman sa kanya, chill lang tayo, kwentuhan lang tayo. So, sa mga hindi nakakaalam, si Mark has been my hairstylist for 7 years?
7 years, yeah. Since 2014.
Since 2014.
Same yung debut yung dalawa, no? So, kakastart mo lang din?
Yes. Yeah. Hindi, nauna pa rin kayo, pero parang sa showbiz.
Months.
Sa showbiz industry, halos kakastart. Mm. So, sumugal ako sa kanila, at the same time, sumugal din sila sa akin. So, it was a give and take relationship. So, nalala ko pa noon, Kuya Mark, no? Ilang taon ako noon? 15 ata.
Yeah, you're 15.
Oo, 22 na ako. Magta-23 na ako. So, halos almost 8 years na rin. Ba't ka nakasmile?
Kasi parang, I don't know kung may mention ko, di ba na I'm ano na now?
Kung gusto mo naman i-mention.
Hindi, no na.
Mark is 38.
Oh, okay.
And anyway, nakakatuwa kasi yung journey namin together. Nag-start kami as client, ano lang, client hairstylist.
The usual
lang, very formal, as my maarte self. Yun yung first impression niya sa akin, maarte ako. Pero as years pass by, we developed a relationship na very strong and parang halos family na talaga. Like family friend, we go on trips together, kasama ka din, diba?
Mm-hmm.
So Kuya Mark, let's talk about you naman. So paano ka nag-start sa industry? Yung one true love mo pa talaga ay hairstyling.
Mm.
Just tell us about yourself.
Sige. I started kasi in the industry talaga as operations manager. So
okay.
I started working for Lord Ramos. So I started talaga the industry. Lord Ramos introduced the industry kasi to start with, I want to be part of the fashion industry.
Okay.
Hindi ko lang alam kung saan talaga. So,
okay.
At start, sabi ko, gusto ko mag-enroll for fashion designing, ganyan,
okay.
Ganyan.
So, hindi kayong parang bata pa lang ako may hawak na akong plancha or curling iron? Hindi ka ganun?
No, I'm not like that. Kasi
okay.
Parang, nung bata
ako... galing ngayon ko lang din to nalalaman.
Ay, totoo ba?
Totoo. Okay, go.
Yung bata ko, talagang, syempre, di ba tayo naman, our parents lang will tell you na, oh, you have to graduate and after that, work
True.
In the corporate world,
yes.
Ganyan lang.
Yes.
So, that's what I did naman.
Okay.
Tapos, way back 2014, I've met Lord Ramos
okay.
in an event and then... in-offer niya lang, sabi niya, do you want to manage one of my salons?
Okay.
So at start, syempre hesitant pa ako kasi parang, ha, salon?
Oh.
Ano yun? Parang...
wala kang experience at all.
Yes, and at the same time, parang, I find it parang redundant kasi parang, hala, nakakabakla masyado lalo. Parang gano'n.
Yes.
Alam mo yung stigma?
Ang laki din ang pinagdaanan mo into your coming out moment,
exactly,
diba?
Diba?
Oh. We'll get to that later.
So yung parang yung stigma that time na parang, ah, salon. Oh, okay. So, parang at the time talaga, parang confused pa ako. So, sige na nga, let's give it a shot. Then, I managed one of his salons nga. And then, na-enjoy ko naman siya.
Ito yung pinuntahan ko sa Mega Mall.
Yeah, yung Othead Salons
yes.
in Mega Mall.
O, diba? Magkaparehas talaga tayo ng timeline.
Kaya, nauna ka.
Ah, nauna ba ako?
Nauna ka,
okay,
actually.
Okay.
Si Jason yung prior.
Prior sa ating dalawa.
Sa ating dalawa.
Kasi nagbe-makeup-makeup na talaga
yes.
siya.
So,
diba?
Parang Lord Ramos is the one who introduced the industry.
Okay.
But, ayun niya, Jason naman is the one who convinced me
Na i-push
to okay. be a hairstylist.
Okay.
Kasi nga, di ba, parang we have the tandem before.
Oo.
Hashtag, ano yan?
Marked by Jason.
Marked by
so, sa mga hindi nakakaalam ulit, may brief background lang, commercial lang. May, yung hairstylist ko and makeup artist ko, which is si Mark and si Jason, mag-jowa sila dati. Pero they still remain good friends up to now.
Yeah, but we're friends naman.
Diba? Na syempre may mga hardships din nung time nung breakup. Pero now, okay na lahat. Uh-oh. So, before, talagang like strictly silang dalawa talaga. Tandem like talaga. Tandem talaga.
Mm-mm.
So, sabay-sabay kaming nag-grow. So, yun yung sinasabi niyang si Jason. Baka para lang maintindihan nila. Yeah. Anyway,
so, there's ano eh, ang laki rin nung big impact ni Jason sa career ko because, uy, gusto niya to. Hindi, totoo naman to. Parang she's the one kasi yung nag-push sa'yo talaga totoo. Na parang before kasi when we are starting, we don't focus on what we are magaling talaga.
Uh-oh.
Parang what could be better, ganyan. Gets, so, talagang lagi siyang constructive criticism na hindi kami yung galing na galing. And, yun nga, aside from managing, nagkaroon na ako ng hairstyling clients through Jason muna, yung mga clients niya talaga. And then, siguro mga mid of 2014, I've met your handler, which is Jorel Robles.
That time.
Mm-hmm. So, you were introduced na parang, gawin niyo kami si Gabby.
Alam mo, hindi ko na maalala yung exact moment na parang inalok nila na gawin nyo yung hair and makeup ko.
Actually, ano lang siya, parang very random lang, kwentuhan
lang. Like, kwento lang.
Na parang, uy, I have this ano talent, ganyan. Sabi ko, ah, okay, sige. Then, syempre, it's my first time naman to work with celebs, diba?
So, pero syempre, dahil hindi pa naman ako celeb noon. Like, celeb-celeba ano,
surrounded
lang.
Surrounded by celebs.
Oh, yun.
Ayan, okay. Diba? Because you're parang sharing.
Super starting,
diba? So, dun siya nag-start talaga. And you naman, you give us the opportunity for us to prove our worth as a creatives, diba? Yung artistry namin. Kasi aminin naman natin, in this industry, maraming mahusay. But for you to given the opportunity to showcase what you are, medyo challenging siya talaga.
Tsaka bihira lang yung dumarating yung opportunity na yun.
Yes, exactly. So, thank you, ha?
You're welcome. Hindi, pero totoo naman, like ako din, kasi nung time na yon gusto may istorya din ako.
Oh, syempre. Hindi ikaw yan pag wala akong
Hindi pwedeng wala. Hindi, kasi nung time din na yon nalala ko, Sunday All Stars, yung una nyo akong ginawa, diba?
Yes.
Bagong-bagong-bago ako. Lahat sila may mga gamit na pang-makeup. Lahat sila may makeup artist, may stylist. Ako, nasa sulok lang. Hindi ko alam kung paano mag-apply ng makeup. Pero ginagawa ko siya kasi wala namang ibang gagawa.
Sariling sikap days.
Sarilingsikap.com kay Gabby Garcia that time. So, nung dumating sila, sobrang thankful din ako. Dahil, di ba, naging maayos itsura ko sa TV. Pero hindi, totoo nga. So parang it came in, parang hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Naging blessing ako sa kanila, naging blessing din sila sa akin. Sabay kami nag-grow. Kaya feeling ko up to this day, we still stay intact.
Yeah, and I think that's the reason why nga na you became really good friends. Kasi parehas kayong nag-grow talaga together. Parehas nyo hinone yung parehas nyong skills. So ako even when I met you,
kasama na, bit-bit ko na sila.
Package deal na agad. Kailangan, ano, andyan na sila.
Tsaka ano ka ba? Sila yung mga critics ko. Oh. Okay ba yung ginawa ni Khalil? Okay, nung niligawan mo ako, uy, si Khalil, kinetext ako.
Share ko lang, the first time I've met Khalil, di ba bumili pa ako ng polo?
Bumili pa siya.
Kailan yun?
Nung nag-rock sayo.
The first time. Yes. Sabi ko, mag-meet ko si Khalil, so I have to wear, ano, new polo.
Tapos talagang, kasi di ba, sila din yung witness sa mga kabaliwan ko before. So talagang kung ano man yung mga naging mistake ko dati, nire-remind din ako ng nire-remind na huwag ka na magpakatanga, huwag ka nang maging ganito.
Denied ka talaga rin.
Yeah, so sila din yung naging kuya ko sa industry.
Yeah. And life, not only the industry.
And life talaga. As in lahat ng kadramahanin ko. Basta yon, kasama ko sila sa lahat ng mapa-happy man, mapa-walwal, mapa-sad, mapa-everything. Sila yung kasama ko.
Ito, fast forward to today. Mm-hmm. Nalaman na natin yung kwento ni Mark. So right now, no, you own and manage a salon of your own already. So tell us more about that naman.
Yeah, so no, sabi ko nga, di ba, parang Lord introduced the industry, Jason convinced me to do what I'm doing right now. Gabby is an instrument for me to achieve and to prove myself. And I guess yung Mark Salon naman, it's a fruit of labor. It's my purpose now. bakit ako hairstylist. Before kasi when I'm starting, parang I just have to do it kasi I have to post photos, ganyan.
And kailangan sikat ako sa industry, ganun.
At start, no pa.
Ah, hindi pa, hindi pa.
Para darating tayo doon.
Sige.
Hindi, parang at start talaga, parang ano kasi ako eh, parang kung sino yung, di ba ganun ako, sino kasama ko, madali akong ma-influence. Like si Jason that time is parang, oh, be a hairstylist. So parang that time, I'm pleasing him. Uh-oh. Because he's a makeup artist. So I don't have that talagang parang...
Ako.
Okay. I want.
Identity mo.
Yung yeah. Ganun. And then, I guess si Mark Salon, it's my identity now. Na parang...
Di ba obvious, Mark Salon?
Yeah. The name speak for itself. And aside from that, of course, yung purpose mo na parang, hairstyling is more than just... doing hair, di ba? Na parang,
it's more than just Instagram.
Exactly. Na parang, through Mark Salon, I have the venue na to deliver my purpose, which is to make people beautiful and happy at the same time. So
parang it fulfills you.
Oo naman.
It feeds your soul, ganun.
Ano siya, it's my comfort place talaga. Of course, aside from my bahay talaga. Pag nandun ako, I feel like it's my home.
Oo, teritoryo ko to.
Yeah.
Pero kumusta ngayon? We know, ano kasi ngayon, MECQ eh. So, you're close today, no?
Yes, we're close pa din. Mm-mm.
So, parang, how do you get by? Since yun nga yung place mo, diba, of breathing, of parang relaxing, of being yourself, finding your purpose. So, ngayon...
Like, from a point of view of a business owner, managing that place... Kamusta? Like, we're curious ano yung naging challenge for the past year gawa nung pandemic. Kasi diba, bukas-sara ng salon. So kamusta
saka,
naman?
Hindi rin biro yung maintenance, like yung rent, of course, yung sweldo ng tao. Mm-hmm.
Nung nangyari yung pandemic kasi it's our first year pa lang. So we are expecting our, mag-blossom talaga yung business on our second year. But dumating nga si pandemic. So that time, I'm very positive kasi. Yung parang, ay, kaya natin. Hindi, totoo. I'm very positive in a way na parang, ay, kaya natin yan. Huwag tayong mag-give up. So,
totoo naman. Actually, may kasi ni Jason lagi yung nambabaran sa realidad. Parang,
me naman kasi, parang, happy lang. No, kaya yan. Parang, oo. It's just pandemic.
Yes.
Parang, we just need plans, ganyan. So, at start, what I did, of course, I adopt the digital world na parang, kasi hello, I'm tito rin naman talaga na. So parang...
Nagtitiktok siya.
And then more than that. Ayan, on the side lang yun. Pero sa business lang, ay parang we promote yung Get Mark at Home na campaign. Mm-hmm. Tapos, we innovate pa rin naman yung in terms of learning sa mga team. So we do Zoom meetings, ganyan, para lang mag-trainings. And then nga, ayun nga, but it's been 2 years na din talaga. And I guess naka-adapt naman na din the business in terms of digital world na parang you have to do it everything digital.
So, naging best friend mo talaga si social media, no? When it comes to your business.
I'm a social media princess talaga.
Oh, true. Siya talaga, ang totoong social media princess.
That's one thing that I've learned kasi na parang, alam mo, that's your only way kasi for you to connect with your clients.
Totoo.
Na parang as simple as post na parang, today is a good hair day.
Uh-oh.
Pag nabasa yun ng clients mo, syempre parang, oo nga naman, ano bang gagawin ko? So yung ganun.
Gets. So feeling mo, nakaka-touch ka ng lives through social media kasi natatransfer mo yung energy mo sa kanila.
Yeah, I guess
kasi,
so.
Kasi alam mo, Mark, honestly, kapag kunyari kailangan ko ng tao na mag-cheer up sa akin or kumbaga, sometimes when I wanna hear what I wanna hear,
that's me.
Sa kanya ako pupunta. Kasi alam niya yung dapat sabihin at that moment. Yung kunyari, ayokong mapagalitan kasi kahit na mali yung ginagawa ko. Gusto ko yung may magsasabi lang sa akin, kakusapin lang ako si Mark yun. Pero kung gusto mong papagalitan ka at i-criticize ka
si
talaga,
Jason.
Si Jason yun. So minsan, kapag natatakot ako, kay Mark ako pupunta. Gets? Ganun
at least balance, di ba?
Balance
may
talaga.
May balance na naman siya.
Pero yun na nga, so we admire your positive outlook in life, di ba? Kasi that has always been Mark eh. Hmm. But come 2021, come 2021, may pinagdaanan kang matindi. Right? January.
Yeah.
January. So, tumahimik yung energy na ramdaman ko. So, come 2021, things kind of changed for Mark. Meron siyang pinagdaanan, marami siyang naging pagsubok. Pero still, he's here. diba? With us. So, ikaw, Mark, kung saan ka comfortable, like, how, can you kwento a bit kung ano yung naging experience for you, naging journey mo?
Yeah.
Naiiyak ba siya?
No, I'm not. Hindi. Oh,
naiiyak ata siya.
Hindi.
Okay.
Nakakainis.
Ikaw, may question ko ba?
Yeah, and well, to resonate lang with Gab, we both know what you went through eh. And ako personally, how I see it, it's such a very different experience. Kumbaga like,
and it's not an easy one, yeah, at all.
We know, ako through Gab ha, na syempre naririnig ko yung kung paano kayo nag-usap. Syempre si Gab was part of your support system noong time, yeah, na yun. And
ako yung naiiyak.
And syempre ako rin, since si Gab affected, syempre I would also, kumbaga naging ano, nagsuportahan lahat.
Naiiyak ako kasi naalala ko yung hirap niya. Oo.
Yeah, so in the middle of, you know, ang daming nangyari sa ating lahat nung past year. And on top of that, yung pinagdaanan mo nga is something, it's a road na talagang kinailangan mo talaga ng, you know, the best, matinding support system.
So, not only that, kung hindi lang support system, yung sarili niya, yung security,
yeah,
kailangan niya ng comfort, ng security, lahat ng pwede niyang i-grab to, you know, make his outlook in life better, yeah, kailangan niyang i-grab.
But we wanna hear it from you because right now, we see a whole new market.
Super.
Like talagang kami, when ikaw pagpasok mo pa lang kanina nung room, you're very different. Iba na yung energy. And it's such a positive energy. And going from that place to now, how did you do it? Yeah. Ikaw, like, what helped you throughout your whole journey?
Actually, before January pa lang, I know na parang, that time pa lang, parang, I don't know, nagtanong ako sa'yo, pero parang, even everything is, alam mo yun, fall into places talaga na parang,
okay ka naman.
Okay naman ako, may trabaho ko, nandiyan yung negosyo. I am really, parang sabi ko, may kulang.
Parang you feel empty.
I feel empty. I know that, yes, I mentioned that.
Yes, nakwento niya, actually nakwento niya yun sa akin na parang hindi siya makontento. Hindi siya, he feels empty. Parang hindi pa rin siya fulfilled as a person.
Always, parang you're seeking for more, ganyan. Yes. And I don't know kung ano yung more na yun.
Tsaka, non-stop siya mag-work ha. Like, every day, di ba? Nagwo-work siya na nagwo-work. Masipag siya talaga. Minsan nakakalimutan niya na rin niya yung sarili niya.
Tsaka that time, parang, ako right now kasi I don't believe na yung tuhog na work.
Uh-oh.
That time parang sige, lahat na mag-inquire kukunin ko.
Go lang.
Wala akong pakialam. Kukunin ko. Uh-oh. Kahit north to south pa yan o south to north. Ganun dati. And then I thought, kasi that time parang ang prayers ko noon is parang ano bang kulang?
Gets.
So parang I thought, prior year na to.
Prior to January pa.
Is, ang prayer ko is baka kailangan ko na ng partner kasi I've been through a long relationship naman, diba? So may dumating naman. So at that time, parang sabi ko, answer is prayer siguro to. Uh-oh. Na parang, sabi mo nga, diba, most of the time, wala akong ginagawa, it's just to work.
Uh-oh.
And parang, yung fulfillment as a person, na parang you feel na pag nag-work ka, marami kang pera to, uh-oh, be, in general, is, uh-oh, you feel safe, you feel, yes, secured. But, sinasabi ko sa mga closest friends ko naman talaga na parang alam niyo may something eh, no? Parang so I thought nga yun nga. So I guess it's love life. So
inassume mo na love life.
Inassume ko. Dapat ay pinag-pray ko naman talaga and I thought that person who came into my life is that person na. Mm-hmm. And then happy.
For short, nagmahal-mahalan siya.
Exactly.
Nagmahal-mahalan, nagpaka reckless in love.
As in, di ba? Parang because that relationship naman.
Alam mo yung papa, yung tipong pupunta siya dito tapos may susundo sa kanya na ayaw bumaba ng kotse. Ganon! Ganon yung
birthday mo yun, di ba?
Ganon yung mahal-mahalan niya. Parang hala.
Yung lagi nagmamadali. Parang gabi.
Laging gustong umuwi kasi so nandun yung mahal-mahalan.
Gets.
No? Anyway, di ba? Ganong stage.
Di ba, as what I mentioned nga, before nung, pwede naman sabihin si Jason, no? Yung kami ni Jason, parang,
nasabi ko na eh.
Oo nga eh. Na parang, ganon naman, parang, sige, I will please you, magiging hairstylist, yes, ako. Then, eto rin naman, parang, okay, I want to be with you lang, ganyan. So, dumating yun dyan, January,
you had bad decisions.
Actually, I guess it's a bad decision because for ilang years ka na ba sa GMA?
Mag-8 na.
Siguro parang mga 4 years tayo nag-New Year's countdown naman talaga, di ba?
Yes, lagi kaming magkasama sa New Year.
So parang may dalawang taon doon na talaga nag-New Year's tayo together, di ba? So this is the first time na I decided not to celebrate my New Year with my family. Because...
Tsaka yung New Year na yun ha, kahit na kunyari hindi ako mag-countdown, sila nandun. Iba yung minimakeupan nila or ginagawa ni Mark. Tapos after that, he would go home and celebrate New
with
Year's with the family.
And then, so that, kasi nga, sabi ko nga, parang, wala eh, parang that time kasi that person... He has no family here in Manila. So parang sabi ko, I am your family. Ganyan yung peg ko.
Very Mark talaga. Give everything. Take nothing.
So parang, I am your family. And then, because we are, when we are dating, everything is perfect naman talaga eh. When it,
butterflies in your stomach, rainbows, and sparkles. Kadiri yung rainbows.
Hindi ko kinaya. But anyway, basta everything was perfect naman talaga. And then, dumating na nga yung talagang, na hindi mo may imagine in your entire life na mangyayari siya. Na parang, and at start...
Parang akala mo, pelikula, yung ganun. Yung akala mo nanood ka ng MPK, ganun.
Oo, yung parang ganun. Pero at start, since I'm very positive, ganun, in the first week siguro nun, andun pa rin yung positivity ko na parang, no, okay lang yan. Up until that time na it was, diba, trending na nga all over the internet. So parang yung mga oras na yon you can't explain eh. Hindi mo siya may explain na parang...
Isa ba kami sa mga unang tumawag sa'yo?
Tinawagan ko kayo. Tinawagan ko si Dito.
Ah, oo nga pala.
Kasi
yes.
that night...
Pero gising kami lahat
nun. I know, everyone. That night parang... It's... Siyempre ang defense mechanism mo lagi is to numb yourself eh. Mm-hmm. Diba? Nanumb mo lang yung sarili mo para wala kang maramdaman. Para ba, kaya ko to, ganyan.
Uh-oh.
Wala to. The time na trending na siya na parang sobrang ang lala na niya.
Ikaw nag-send sa akin, diba?
Yeah.
Nung parang yung phone ko, yung notifications niya, grabe. And I can't, and that moment, hindi ko kaya pang i-deactivate yung mga social media accounts.
Kasi yung work mo.
Oh, so I have to call a friend. Sabi ko, can you please deactivate all of my accounts? Sabi ko, I can't. And then that time, masakit siya, nakakatakot. Nakakatakot because, alam yung parang, ala, paano na yung family ko? Kasi, breadwinner ako eh. So parang, paano yung family ko? Teka lang, parang, sayang yung pinaghirapan ko, sayang yung...
Pumasok na lahat bigla.
Pumasok siya lahat, na parang, ala, naiyak ako, Gabi.
Sige, naiyak din ako, huwag ka mag-alala.
Yung parang that time, parang naisip po na, sayang yung pinaghirapan ko, parang...
Parang sa isang pitik lang na wala.
Na parang that time, dun talaga ako nagdudwell, na parang, anong gagawin ko? Sinong tatawagan ko? Parang, kaya ko to, wait lang. Yung laban, bawi ka.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
And then, nung nagsisink in na siya talaga sa akin, na it's all happening, so sabi ko, I have to call yung people na
core mo.
Core ko talaga. Na that time kasi there are my people. There are my person, 'di ba? Pero parang dahil nga mahal-mahalan ako, hindi tayo masyadong like, alam mo 'yon.
Super gets ko. Yung ito ba yung tinatry mong sabihin na dahil yung mahal-mahalan ka, you're so blinded and hindi mo na rin nakikita yung mga core mo talaga, yung mga taong nandyan talaga para sa'yo.
Kasi people person ako eh. So, madali ako talaga. Like, for example, mag-upuan tayong ganyan. It's easy for me to start small talk talaga.
So, follow na niya agad sa Instagram.
Parang, oh, ganyan. Parang, akala mo best friend na talaga tayo. That's me.
Yes.
And then, yun nga, nangyari na siya lahat. So, I call people naman na talagang alam kong core ko na since then, nung walang-wala pa talaga yun doon, alam ko nun saan. So, I call Tito. And then...
Alam mo bang, nung tinawagan niya yung daddy ko, lahat kami, nag-iiyakan na kami dito sa kwarto. Kala mo talaga, no? Sabi ko, yung kuya ko, parang gano'n. Pero na, as in, naka-loudspeaker ka, gano'ng level.
And that time, alam mo yung thoughts mo, parang, wala eh, gusto mo lang maramdaman na may kakampi ka pa din that time.
Na may mga taong naniniwala pa rin sa'yo.
Parang, it's not necessary for them talaga na parang, ikwento mo ano nangyari, no. Mm-hmm. Parang, that time nung tumawag ako, parang yun, gusto ko lang na yung comfort people mo na parang ay nandiyan pa rin sila for me. And then ayun, di lumipas yung buong January. It's really hard kasi I'm dealing with two heartaches eh, na parang yun nangyari, yung
the biggest
battle ng life ko, tapos yung the person I thought that he is my person ghosted me, na parang ano na, parang ganon. And there will be times there na parang you feel you just want to let go.
Sino ang sinasabi niya sa akin noong time na yun? Gusto na lang daw niyang mawala.
Yan, I'm not hindi ko siya binverbalize na parang, uh-oh, you know, whatever it is.
Uh-oh.
Pero sabi ko, ayoko na. Parang gusto ko na lang mawala.
Kasi yun parang, yung sinasabi niya sa akin palagi.
For the past 7 years siguro, Gab, parang ang naging definition ng life ko is about work. Kasi doon ako mahusay, feeling ko. Doon ako magaling. So parang nung nawala na siya, sino pa ako? Parang ano na lang ako after that? Parang how will I support my family? Sabi ko pa nga that time, parang paano magbabayad ng tuition yung sister ko? Parang ganyan. And then, noon moment na parang ayoko na, yung gumising ako nung isang, di ba, nagising ako, and then parang sabi ko, ayoko na. Parang, so I just asked yung mother ko, ma, can you call my tito? Tito, may tito kasi sa pastor. So I called him, sabi ko sa kanya, parang, I don't know what to pray. Sabi ko gano'n, parang, sabi ko, I don't know what to pray. Sabi kong ganun. Tapos, sabi lang niya sa akin, if you think that this world is bigger than you, always remember that there is God bigger than everyone else. So, gumaan yung pakiramdam ko. Gumaan siya, but it's not easy. Kasi you know na it's still there eh. Diba? But, siguro that time may pinanghawakan ka na parang, sabi lang nga, alam mo yun, that's the time na nag-pray ako na parang I'm no longer praying for the things na mawawala sa buhay ko. Hindi na ako nag-pray about paano pag nawala yung salon, pag di na ako binook, parang ganyan, wala na akong clients, hindi na yun yung prayer ko. Parang, sabi, ang prayer ko na lang that time is parang kung ano yung gusto mong mangyari, I'll just follow, whatever it is.
You surrendered everything to God na?
I surrendered it in a way na parang whether if it's good or bad, if you think na dun yung magiging path ko, I'll leave it up to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but God is really good kasi, na parang, yung ginawa niya in that journey, na parang, alam mo yun, parang, na naramdaman ko na, he will never abandon me, mm-hmm, na parang, andito lang ako, I'm just waiting. Kasi parang, ako naman, lumaki naman ako sa, na alam ko may God, kasi lumaki ako sa Christian world, as in, I attended Sunday school, youth fellowship, ganyan. So I know that there is God. But since dumating din sa point ng life ko na I am blinded with the things na nakapaligid sa paligid ko, na I thought that will define me, na parang that's my real happiness, na it's not naman pala.
So ang laking turning point nung nangyari nung January sa buhay mo, in a way, in a bad way, at the same time, you found something good also.
Mm-mm.
Parang ganun?
Na parang, it's just, di ba parang, maybe it's painful. Parang that time, ang dami mong tanong, ang dami mong, it's true pala na parang they will say, di ba, hindi will man ka-questionin si God, but I question, syempre, I ask.
What was your question?
Sabi ko, parang, why? Kasi alam ko naman mabuti akong tao. I mean, mabuti akong tao, I know that. So that's my question, why? Parang ganyan. And then, ang narealize ko lang that time is parang, yes, you are blessed, you are a good person, but we don't have a relationship.
Okay.
Yun naiintindihan ko, na parang, right now kasi, diba, as what I said earlier, kahit alam mo nandiyan na siya, our life is never be easy naman de. So this time lang, pag may nararamdaman ako, I just pray. And then gagaan siya. Na parang doon ko na-realize na parang that incident na nangyari, or that January, it's instrument for me to have a new beginning in a way, na new relationship with God. Na parang na parang if I surrender pala, I will be rewarded then.
Gets. So, now looking back at everything, yung lahat ng sinabi mo about your relationship with God, how He helped you, what is your biggest takeaway and your biggest lesson?
Okay, so lesson, no? Parang, siguro on top of everything, yung biggest lesson talaga, it's Him pa din naman eh. That's what I said, yung relationship talaga. Na, kasi tayo, like me personally, parang ako, I always have this, iba na sabi ko nga, nag-pandemic, kaya natin yan.
Mm.
It's not always kaya natin. Na God is, kasi you feel na parang you're always in control.
Parang naging superior ka, feeling mo kaya mong i-control.
Ang galing mo eh, parang ganun yung magaling ako, kaya ko yan eh.
Oh, gets. So, like, parang everything suddenly was about you.
It's all about me. Mm-hmm. Na parang, there was a time na I feel like I'm also entitled, di ba? Yung sabi mo nga na gusto mong sikat. Oo naman, gusto ko yun. Parang ganun.
Uh-oh.
Na I thought na parang nagmamatter siya. Uh-oh. Pero, in a snap, nung January, nung lahat pwedeng mawala sa'yo in a snap, hindi pala siya nagmamatter.
Nothing matters.
Wala. Mm-hmm. Na parang walang pakialam yung tao about that. Diba? At
na feel mo na, ay, ang laki pala ng mundo, tuldok lang pala ako.
Exactly.
Hindi pala ako dapat entitled, hindi mm-hmm. pala ako dapat nagyayabang, or, diba, or nagtitake control of things, kasi diba, tuldok parang, lang tayo.
Exactly, kasi may moment doon na parang, if I feel blessed, or if I'm blessed, I feel like, ang galing ko talaga, which is bad, na dapat pala, if you're blessed, don't be arrogant. Na parang, yun natutunan ko na parang, you have to start a relationship with God, and it's not necessary that it has to be perfect.
Yes.
Kasi okay lang, kasi nga again, this world is full of hatred,
mm-hmm.
full of temptations.
Judgment.
And it's okay sometimes na you ask God why
mm-hmm.
na, may anger ka, pero the most special, ang pinaka-importante doon is for you to have a relationship, because again, you will be rewarded with the spiritual strength din.
Mm-hmm.
Isa kayo knowledge and love niya na parang, hindi, I'm in control.
Gets. So, yeah, super gets. Parang kapag may nangyari sa yung maganda, hindi dapat, ay, ang galing ko. Dapat ang galing ni God na pinlano niya to for me.
Saka siguro yung parang, di ba, parang you always nag-ask ka ng more.
Mm-mm.
And sometimes pala, you don't appreciate things that in your plate na. Pero yun na pala yun.
You took things for granted kasi.
Oo, parang kasi parang, ganun. Ba't hindi ako masaya eh, nandiyan naman na lahat. It's because nga, parang gusto mo pa, eh, ito na ngayon, nasa yun eh. Parang just have to embrace it, na i-appreciate siya. Na yun yung gift ni God
you,
sa'yo.
You have to be grateful in everything, and you have to appreciate the small things na gumising ako today. Uy, may trabaho ako today, ang galing ni Lord.
Ganun. Yeah.
Ang ganda. Ang ganda nung takeaway ni Mark. As in, parang, ang dami kong nalalaman about him. Kasi, syempre, diba, what you see is just the, ano eh, yung aura lang ni Mark eh. Mm-hmm. Hindi mo talaga alam kung saka ano yung people, pinagdaanan niya talaga.
Right now, kasi parang people are, minsan, di ba remember that I messaged you?
Mm-mm. Alin doon?
Ang dami, di ba?
Okay.
And then, I messaged her one day kasi parang there are people na parang, basta I feel the pressure uli mm-hmm. na I owe it to everyone who helped me. Na parang, may ganun na ako naramdaman. Na parang, kasi I just want naman to move forward lang naman.
Yes.
So, parang I message Gab. So, I apologize. Diba? I apologize.
Uh-oh,
and then, ang haba, yeah. And then, sobrang, it's a relief for me na yung sinabi mo that day. Na,
iyak na naman siya.
Kasi totoo, parang that moment na parang ang bigat-bigat na naman. Parang ito na naman yung burden. Parang, ang ganda lang ng sinabi niya na na-relief ako, and sabi niya lang sa akin na parang you don't have to think that way. Sabi niya ganoon na parang you have to stop pleasing people and find your own peace.
Mm, sabi ko priority niya is his peace of mind. Yun talaga yung kailangan na i-focus niya. Yun ating sinabi ko eh.
Yeah.
Keep your peace talaga always.
Eh kasi parang before kasi talagang parang feeling ko kailangan, alam mo yun, I have not totally pleased them, but you have to
dapat
nasa
be
there
side
for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
As a people person nga, parang ganun.
We gets kita, ganyan din ako dati.
So parang, which is ngayon, okay lang pala mapagod. Okay lang pala for you to say na parang, hindi ko kaya yan.
Oo.
Na I can say, na pwede pala mag-no, you can say no naman pala. Before kasi parang, hindi,
uh-oh,
bibigay muna ako. Parang ganun.
Gets. Sir, baka may gusto kong...
Yeah, ang ganda nung ano eh. Ang ganda nung lahat nung sinabi ni Mark. And tama ka na mas naintindihan namin kung ano actually yung pinagdaanan mo. And it's so inspiring siguro rin to the listeners right now who are going through something similar of, you know...
Or really just struggling in life.
Yeah, struggling in life and trying to rediscover the relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
And people who think na, you know, something is lacking. I think ang dami nilang takeaways dun sa lahat ng sinabi mo. Pero, you know, to siguro on a more like everyday point of view, for the listeners out there that are struggling now and there might be quite a few dahil ako, lahat tayo right now are struggling because of this whole pandemic, diba?
Mm-hmm.
So, ano yung mga changes na ginawa mo in your everyday life? To, like, after everything that happened to syempre help yourself?
Very simple lang naman eh. Before kasi parang, since nga I'm very workaholic, wala pa yung next week, iniisip ko na kung ano yung dapat kong gawin next week.
Hello? Ganun yung ano mo, ganun yung mentality mo.
Yes.
Ganyan din ako.
So now, I started to be more chill, na parang, if it's ECQ, it's ECQ. And you just have to, okay lang nasa bahay. Okay lang na wala kang ginagawa. It's okay na, okay lang na you have your me time. Ganun. Saka, before kasi parang, ang iniisip ko nga eh, yung parang, I have this, ano, na parang, sinasabi ko lagi na, I'm not being too religious, ha? Pero which is so bad pala, na hindi dapat, because God
ano
wanted
naman?
Us to
oo,
be,
oo,
to be clingy sa Kanya.
Yes.
So now, I started my day, kahit, minsan may mga araw din naman talaga na parang ayaw mong gawin, na parang, nagdi-devotion ka. And then after that, unti-unti, hindi ka nagmamadali. Ako right now, I'm not in a rush, na parang, like for example, okay lang magkamali. Okay lang na hindi ko yung magaling today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay lang na hindi ko yung maraming clients today. Yung okay lang lahat. Kasi parang, ibibless ka naman eh. If it's really for you, it's for you.
Mm-hmm.
And siguro right now, na-appreciate ko more yung value ng family. Though I'm very family-oriented. At start kasi, I thought the definition of being a good son is you have to provide lang.
Mm-mm.
But it's not like that pala. Na parang you need to have a relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
Growing relationship. You discover your... May madi-discover ka pa rin kahit lagi kayong magkakasama. Diba?
Yes.
There was a time in my life kasi na I feel like they're just there kasi it's
Mm-mm.
my family.
Mm-mm.
But, yun nga, people come and go but your family will always be there. So,
at napatunayan yan.
Napatunayan ko yun. Na parang, i-judge ka man ng buong mundo, sila,
andyan
pa din sa'yo. And... Mm-hmm. Siguro right now, hindi ka laging... I don't have trust issues naman.
Uh-oh.
But now, I choose my small circle.
Yes.
Na parang... Di ba may... If you have to choose kasi rin your inner circle talaga. Na parang we have friends that makes us laugh, yung fun.
Mm-mm.
Pero pag... Mahirap na yung pinagdadaanan, wala naman.
Uh-oh.
And I only have few people now...
Nabibilang mo
na
lang.
Na who's been mm-hmm. there with me through my darkest times. And like you, like Gabby and Kyle, parang you're voicing naman your support. And more than that, yung mga behind the scenes na ginawa nyo, parang ito, kaibigan ko talaga to. Na parang hindi man tayo mag-usap everyday, we know that we have this relationship na talagang...
Kahit anong kailangan nating dalawa, nandyan tayo para sa isa't isa, parang ganon.
Hmm, tsaka yung parang, kahit minsan, di ba tayo nagka-happy kuna, di naman tayo dalawa kasi tao tayo, syempre.
Oo. Tsaka lagi kasi kami magkasama dati.
Oo, sobra. Parang, now, kung magka-happy kunan man kami,
okay
wala,
lang.
Peti lang to.
Oo.
Wala lang to. Kasi,
yung pikuna namin, parang pikun bata lang. Tapos after mga 30 minutes, uy, anong-ano?
Ba't inaulit kayo?
Oo, so ganun siya now. I guess, yun siya.
Gets. Ang ganda. We appreciate you sharing your journey. As in, ang dami kong natutunan and na-discover about you. Ang daming niyang sinabi na nire-remind ako na oo nga pala, no? I have to keep my relationship with God and I have to be thankful for everything that He's been giving us. And it's not all about us. It will never be about us. It's always about God.
He's in control.
He is in control. Hindi mo pwedeng, you cannot take control of anything. Kasi si God lang yung may control.
Saka yung parang, yes, he is in control, but tayo, he will never control us in mm-hmm. a way na dapat ganito ka. Hahayaan niya tayo up until the time na parang
matuto tayo.
Tapos parang, ah, okay. So, surrender ko na lang sa'yo. Be in control.
Mm-hmm. Ganda. I love it. Thank you, Marka, for being so open. For yeah. allowing us...
Actually, kinakabahan ako.
Kinakabahan ka pa din. Thank you for allowing our viewers to listen to your story. And if one last message na lang to people who are struggling now, who are struggling to find their peace, yung feeling nila hopeless na, wala na to, ang hirap na ng buhay talaga. Coming from you na dinaanan mo na ata, yeah, yung pinaka
hindi mo akalaing pagdadaanan.
Kahit ako, hindi ko pa rin ma-imagine yung hirap na pinagdaanan niya. And still, he's standing. He's still here with us, mm-hmm. diba? Hindi, he didn't escape. He took it, parang he dealt with it head on.
Yeah.
Hindi niya tinakasan. So, ikaw, like, coming from you, ano yung message mo sa mga taong nawawala na talaga ng pag-asa, ng hope?
Siguro, alam mo, parang, never question yung nararamdaman nyo. It's a valid emotions. Mm. Kung nasasaktan kayo, nihihirapan kayo, it's okay.
Mm-mm.
But it's not permanent. And, kung feeling mo na hopeless na talaga, what you have to do is just to go sa kanya talaga eh.
Kay God.
Kasi parang even ikaw na yung pinakamayaman sa mundo and all, if hindi, wala ka nun, yung pinaka-greatest power talaga, which is Him, walang mangyayari. Na parang di ba tayo, like, pag may problema tayo, in general, we seek advices to our friends, to our family, but it's very simple lang naman. It's all in the Bible. If we are reading Bible, we are safe.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi ando naman yung path, alam mo yung lesson in life. So mm-hmm. I guess, very simple lang. You need to build a relationship lang. And kung nahihirapan, it's okay. Uh-oh. It's not forever.
Uh-oh. Kumbaga, kaya nga pinagdadaanan kasi dadaanan mo lang.
So kapag pinagdaanan mo yun,
ganda nun.
Daanan mo lang.
Dadaanan mo lang
sabi
siya.
Sabi ni Father Jerry yan, oh di ba?
Alam mo, si Father Jerry, isa yan sa mga...
Isa yan, sa lagi namin pinag-uusap.
Pinapanood ko talaga siya.
Sabi ni Father Jerry, yung huwag kang tatambay. Kaya nga pinagdadaanan eh. Dadaanan mo lang. Huwag mong tambayan. Tama.
Ang ganda. Ang ganda nung ano. Buong conversation.
Oo.
Ako... I'm with the listeners right now eh, kasi syempre mas solid yung pinagsamahan nyo. So ako as a listener, ang dami kong natutunan din sa episode na to, you know, the importance nga talaga of you know, establishing a relationship with God, finding your core,
your support system, at saka yung
going
ano,
back to your purpose in life, your roots.
And yung feeling of, yung reminder na, huy, hindi umiikot yung mundo sa'yo. Yeah. Tao ka lang, di ba?
Mm-hmm. Alright.
Super thank you, Mark.
And thank you.
Ako ang na-relief ako din, na I know that Mark is in a good place.
Yeah.
Parang na-relief ako na I can now say na you're okay. You're in a good place and you're guided and I'm happy that you're peaceful. And sana makahanap ka na ng love life soon. Kasi yun talaga yung ano, feeling ko gusto niya talaga ng aalagaan siya. Ang sarap kaya maalagaan.
I know, been there.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
And so, Kuya Mark, may gusto ka bang i-plug? I-follow yung TikTok mo, ganon?
What the?
Hindi, for ano, sa mga listeners, let them know where to find you. Yeah. Also, your salon.
Your salon.
Pagka nagbukas na ulit ang doors.
Tsaka for, yung bago niyong branch.
Oh, your new branch. Let them know.
If you want to know more about hair, feel free to visit us, Mark Salon. We are located at 59 Connecticut Street, Green Hills. And soon we'll have another branch in South.
So, malapit sa bahay ko.
Yes, it's located at ano in Weitzman Plaza. So, see you there.
Yay! Super thank you, Mark, for guesting here and figure it out. We appreciate it.
Pwede ba ako manang figure it
out? Ikaw na yung papalit sa intro.
Ayun, guys. To our listeners, thank you so much for sticking with us. And I hope you guys learned something. May takeaway sana kayo. Kasi kami ni Kali, for sure, ang dami.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, guys, for listening. If you're on Spotify now, this episode will be on YouTube as well on Gabby's channel.
And if you're on YouTube, you guys can listen to us on Spotify, Figure It Out with Gabby and Khalil.
That's pretty much it. Oh, and Front Seat Foodies, guys.
Yeah, on YouTube. On YouTube. We'll link it here.
All right. Thanks, guys, for listening to another episode of Figure It Out.
Bye!
Khalil.